Facebook quorum. So me, John, Oriana, and Jared. Okay, good. We'll go ahead and open our special planning commission meeting Tuesday, May 12th at 6 p.m. We are holding this meeting online pursuant to our good governor's requirements during this crisis time. We'll go through the agenda we'll open the meeting for any public comment. I don't know if we have anybody that I can't see that has signed up to make any public comment. Seeing or hearing none, we'll close that part of the meeting and move on to item three, approval of the minutes from our last special meeting on April 7th. Any comments, corrections, questions about the minutes from our last meeting?
No.
Nothing? I'll entertain a motion then.
No, let me get back to that. Was that April 3rd? No, what was that? April
7th?
April 7th, I think.
Yeah, April 7th.
I move that we approve the minutes from the Planning Commission meeting on April 7th, 2020.
Second.
I'll second that.
Thanks, John. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. All right, we'll move on to item number four then, which is our review and public hearing on the final plans for SWIG. We'll go ahead and hear from staff first, and then I'll at least formally open for public hearing if anyone comes on board.
Chairman Dodge?
Yes,
please. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Perhaps it would be good if we did each of the remaining votes roll call, so that it's more clear in the notes and in the records.
You bet. Sounds like a good idea. All right, Chandler, you want to talk to us about SWIG?
Yeah, I do. Okay. So from the iteration of the site plan and building to now, there have been only marginal changes. The engineer has been giving comments. I think twice we've gone through a round of review on the site plan, but nothing substantial has changed. So let me share my screen and I can show you what we're looking at here. So this is the site plan for the SWIG. Like I said, it has not changed from what we've talked about, other than looks like they did slip the trash receptacle in so you can pull in from the correct side, so it doesn't back up into traffic. The queue, it remains the same. I know that was an item of concern for the Planning Commission as well as the City Council. That is the same as it was, and I think that we all agreed that that was probably the best iteration that we've seen. Really, the remaining challenges that were, and they're small, the challenges are probably way too small, but too strong of a word, but we're looking at some storm drain issues, but it looks like they've addressed most of these. So we're really excited about the development of the SWIG. We're really excited for them to come to the city. Even through these times, they've indicated that their stores are doing quite well. I know one concern that we have is the queue for the Taco Bell, but that shouldn't inhibit the SWIG from developing at all. But when I drove by the Taco Bell today, their queue was only about 3 deep. It was about noon. So I think some of that initial excitement is tapered off, and we're seeing more what the norm is going to be. So I don't anticipate too many instances when the Taco Bell will inhibit or be a nuisance to the SWIG. In any case, they can't queue up in that direction anyway. So any questions on the site plan itself? I know it's probably very familiar to what you saw last month. There's only been, like I said, some marginal changes. I think the biggest one on the site plan is the flipping of the trash receptacle and some of the parking. Any questions that I can answer? I know we have a representative of SWIG here with us. Brooklyn. I know that there were some others coming, so if there are questions that she can't answer right now, but there are some that may be coming on board that may be able to, or else I can get some of those answers as needed. But any questions on the site plan?
I didn't have any.
Okay. Nor do I. John, do you have any?
I didn't have any.
Okay. Then the last thing I want to share as far as part of this final recommendation to the council is the I'd like to share the elevations, because that was the other piece that the Planning Commission did have some comments on last time, and they've updated it so that to address your comments. You remember that when they put the wainscoting in on the bottom of the building in the previous iteration, it kind of came across as a bit of a pea green soup. I don't know if that was the color rendering or what, but all of our buildings down in the commercial district have that wainscot element on the building, and this would be no different. So you'd see that this would be be a country beige Coronado stone, and you see that they did adjust the color to be more in line with what is actually present in our commercial zone. Currently, we have a mix between brick or block and rock, so I think this would fit in very nicely. I remember the first iteration of the site of the elevation that we saw. From that point to this point, I feel like they've broken up any of the facades, giving them all kind of some architectural element or detail that I think really kind of ties into the area around them and the requirements of the commercial zone. So I think they've done a really, really great job in terms of designing this building for our city.
I agree. I think it's well within the color scheme, but it's slightly colonial, but more modern, and I like it.
I do too. I think I don't think you want to do too much more to it. Frankly, it's a small building, and you do too much to the exterior, and it can start to look kind of fussy. So, it has a nice little contemporary feel, and it is what it is. It's not a big restaurant or anything. It's a small little boutique eatery or whatever you want to call it.
It's quite nice. Small as far as the building goes. It's by far the smallest one in the commercial zone. So when we think about facades and long expanses of brick, even if this were solid brick, it really wouldn't be a long expanse.
Right.
But like for the elements they've added with the windows, and I do like the element with the brickwork and the wainscot. The other thing that I don't know that I really need to go over, but their landscape plan was very good in the preliminary phase in terms of selecting from the palette and the code that was requiring, that the code required. So do I need to go over that at all? I don't believe there's been any changes to that. I felt like they really met the intent of the code there.
Right.
So Commissioner Dodge, if you don't mind, should we do the public hearing then?
Let's do that. We'll open up for any public comments at this time on this particular project. If there's anyone who is part of this meeting that would like to do so, please do so now. Hearing none, we'll...
I think if anybody wanted to say something, they could please indicate by the reaction button on the Zoom call. Then I can unmute them. I don't see anybody that would be here for a comment.
Okay. Then hearing none, we'll close the public hearing portion of the meeting. And I will, I'll entertain a motion. Anyone? Bueller?
I don't have the cheat sheet in front of me. I'm sorry. I don't have the lane.
That's all right. That's all right.
Real fast, if you like.
Here you go. I've got it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. I move that we recommend the final plans for Swift.
John, we lost you.
Oh, you there?
John, maybe you could turn down your microphone a little.
Let's do this.
John, we lost you completely. We were not able to hear you.
Oh, man.
There we go. That's better.
I'm here, but now I'm switching between so I can read this. Hold on.
I'll pull up the memo with the motion, recommended motion, onto the screen.
Thank you. That would help a lot.
So there it is. There's two items tonight. We did one memo for both the items because they're really very related, but we're doing the first motion there.
Okay, I move that we recommend the final plans for SWIG, located at approximately 9980 North, 4700 West, in the SC1 commercial zone.
I second.
Jared, was that you?
That's Steve.
Steve. Oh, hi, Steve. Steve is on as well. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion, questions, anything else? Hearing none, we'll take a vote, and we'll do this. Chandler, is everybody on a voting member?
Yes. Tonight they are, okay. Yes.
And was it Steve? Were you the one that just got on?
I've been on.
Okay. We didn't catch you earlier. All right. Steve, how do you vote?
Yes.
John?
Aye.
Orianne?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. Voting's been unanimous. We'll take a motion on the second item.
We do have to do a public hearing on this one. Let's do a separate public hearing if that's all right.
Okay.
So this one is to split lot 6 on that subdivision and add lot 9 and recommend that to the city council. You see the property line here, this dashed line, that's going to be where the boundary line of lot 6 is split, creating lot 9. There's no changes from last month either on this one.
Okay.
Right.
So let's do the public hearing and then you can do the vote.
Okay. We'll open the meeting for any public comments relative to this particular item. Is there anyone on in this meeting, if they could indicate that they would like to speak? We'll hear from them now. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing portion of this meeting and entertain a motion on this particular item.
This is Steve Thomas. I move that we recommend the amendments to the Cedar Hills Gateway subdivision lot 6 by creating lot 9.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. Steve?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
Orianne?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. And is that our meeting?
That's it, folks.
I move that we adjourn.
All right.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.